sticks and stones. I can relate. Remember I mentioned my weight challenge? Well, despite reciting the sticks and stones mantra daily to myself, it did not do much good. All those names did hurt. It's funny, isn't it, how we can hear or receive countless positive thoughts and praises, but it's the negative ones that tend to stick in our memory. The words scarred a bit, and despite valiant attempts to push them out of my head, every insult was a blow to my self-confidence, and I became a blushing and insecure young girl. Probably the worst taunt tattooed on my brain had been delivered through a whisper in my ear by an older cousin at a family gathering in my own house when I was about 9. With the ugliest of tones and smirks, he informed me that I was fat and ugly, ending with the coup de grace, and you won't ever have a boyfriend. Oh yes, he was mean. People of all ages can be mean, and it is why we need to build defense mechanisms. In some ways, that nasty remark fueled my own growth and awareness of the injustice of his behavior. An outgrowth has been my desire to do no harm as I walk through life, and kindness has become a core value. Those formative years as an introvert also gave my imagination free rein as I began to imagine what life I wanted for myself. I always loved reading, and thanks to my parents taking us weekly to the local library, I began to dream of travel and adventure. At every phase of my life and every decade, I have